House will come to order. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Today is February 23, 2016, the 12th day of the session. Today is the last day for third reading of bills in the House of Origin, and Friday is the last day for bills to be reported out of committee in the second House. That means all Senate files have to be out of committee by Friday. Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen, Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, excused, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner, Kirkbride, Croker, Crone, Larson Lloyd, Larson Dan, Lindholm, Lockhart, Laux, Madden, McKim, Miller, Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup, Paxton, Pelkey, Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder, Schwartz, Summers, Steinmetz, Stubson, Throne, Walters, Wilson, Winters, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker, Harshman, 60 present.
The prayer of the day is offered by Reverend Daniel Mays, representing First Christian Church Disciples of Christ.
Please pray with me. For another day, God, we give thanks. We look forward to the coming hours, asking for renewed strength, renewed vision, and a strong sense of purpose. The challenges facing our people are great, but they are not challenges that cannot be overcome with your assistance and your provident care. Help these women and men, we pray, to be sensitive to your leading and to understand the subtle nuances of the questions they consider and the solutions they deliberate. Remind us all that we are your people, regardless of our differences, and help us to celebrate the things that we share in common. Keep us ever in your mind, O God, and keep your people always in our minds. Amen.
Journal report.
Your journal committee reports that the journal of February 22nd, 2016 has been read and recommends that it be approved. Signed by Representative Steinmetz and Schwartz.
The doctor of the day is Ron Malm from Cheyenne. Please welcome him to the House. We're now at that order of business of Senate files on first reading. You see, I'm getting there. Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Yes, please proceed.
Well, every once in a while we go out and do all the receptions and everything, and I started a little practical joke last night with a fishnet, and people started putting money in it. And before the night was over, I had $250 in that fishnet. So we decided last night that and take that $250 and donate that to the local Boys and Girls Clubs on behalf of the legislature and the tourism people. So, for those of you who gave money last night, thank you for your contributions.
Chairman McKim. And Chairman McKim, you'll have to wait on that re-referral. We can't do it until we have the committee reports. But I'll recognize you for a privilege of the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege on this is that we have our middle school with us here today from Star Valley, and we have teachers, we have the principal with us, bus drivers. We'd like you to welcome our Star Valley Middle School. Would you please stand?
See anybody? Senate files on first reading. The first Senate file for our consideration is Senate File 6. The reading clerk will read the file.
Senate File 6 from Senator Ross, an act relating to the judiciary.
Senate File 6 is assigned to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. Next file for our consideration is Senate File 91. The reading clerk will read the file.
Senate File 91 from Senator Nicholas, an act relating to state institutions.
Senate File 91 is assigned to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 24. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 24 from Education, an act relating to school finance.
Senate File 24 is assigned to Committee Number 4, Education. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 52.
Senate File 52 from Senator Driscoll, an act relating to state symbols.
Senate File 52 is assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. Next file for our consideration is Senate File 53. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 53 from Natural Resource, an act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act.
Senate File 53 is assigned to Committee Number 5, Agriculture. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 90. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 90 from Senator Cooper, an act relating to game and fish licenses.
Senate File 90 is assigned to Committee Number 6, Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 4. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 4 from Transportation, an act relating to the Military Department.
Senate File 4 is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 70, Senate File 12.
Senate File 12 from Transportation, an act relating to veterans.
Senate File 12 is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 72. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 72 from Senator Christensen, an act relating to highways.
Senate File 72 is assigned to Committee Number 8, Transportation. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 74. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 74 from Senator Hester, an act relating to mines and minerals.
Senate File 74 is assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 89.
Senate File 89 from Senator Perkins, an act relating to labor and employment.
Senate File 89 is assigned to Committee Number 9, Minerals. The next file for our consideration is Senate File 86. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 86 from Senator Scott, an act relating to medical assistance.
Senate File 86 is assigned to Committee Number 10, Labor Health. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 4, Education, to whom is referred Senate File 15, Hathaway Scholarship Eligibility, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Freeman, Hunt, Yeagie, Kinner, Northrop, Paxton, Piperinen, Summers, and Throne, signed by Representative Northrop, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 4, Education, whom is referred Senate File 32, Engrossed Alternative School Accountability, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Freeman, Hunt, Yeagie, Kinner, Northrop, Paxton, Piperinen, Summers, and Throne, signed by Representative Northrop, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom is referred Senate File 31, Omnibus Water Bill-Planning, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Allen, Blake, Campbell, Eklund, Hunt, Larson, McKim, 2 no votes, Representative Yeagie and Lindholm, signed by Representative McKim, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred Senate File 30, Initiative Review Process, respectfully reports same back for the House with a recommendation that it do pass. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Paxton, and Danswanitzer, 1 no vote, Representative Gay, signed by Representative Kirkbride, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom is referred Senate File 37, Engrossed Boards and Commissions Party Affiliation, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Jennings, Kirkbride, Lindholm, Paxton, and Danswanitzer. Representative Gay voted no, signed by Representative Danswanitzer, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom are referred Senate File 42, Engrossed Occupational Therapy Practice Act, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation that it do pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Byrd, Edwards, Gay, Kirkbride, Paxton, and Danswanitzer, 3 no votes, Representatives Blackburn, Jennings, and Lindholm, signed by Representative Kirkbride, Vice Chairman. Mr. Speaker, Committee Number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom is referred Senate File 44, Obsolete Statutory Language Health Care, respectfully reports same back to the House with a recommendation of due pass with amendments. Those who voted aye, Representatives Baldwin, Barlow, Dayton, Edmonds, Harvey, Kasparik, Larson, Schwartz, and Wilson, signed by Representative Harvey, Chairman.
Now we could do re-referrals. Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, State and Public Lands and Water Resources, would like to re-refer Senate File 31 to your committee number 2, Appropriations.
Without objection, Senate File 31 is re-referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Are there any other? Chairman Northrop.
Thank you, Mr. Speakers. Your Committee Number 4, Education, would like to re-refer Senate File 32 to Appropriations.
Without objection, Senate File 32 is re-referred to Appropriations. Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to re-refer Senate File 44 to your committee appropriations.
Without objection, Senate File 44 is re-referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. Without order of business of bills on second reading, the first bill for our consideration is Senate File 7. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 7 for Minerals, an act relating to municipal solid waste facilities remediation projects.
Senate File 7, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it's so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 8.
Senate File
reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 8 from Travel, an act relating to highway, bicycle, and pedestrian safety.
There is an amendment. Representative Bartle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move second reading amendment number 1 to House Senate File 8. Ask for favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday during the discussion, the concern was about public meetings and making them widely available and electronically, and electronic participation. This does exactly that. We're going to conduct these as public meetings and electronically as possible. No questions. I'd call for the question.
Question being called. We're voting on second reading amendment number 1 of Senate File 8. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 8 has passed. Senate File 8, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 23. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 23 for Minerals, an act relating to environmental quality.
Senate File 23, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 26. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 26 from the Management Audit Committee, an act relating to the administration of government.
Senate File 26, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 46. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 46 from Judiciary, an act relating to the Wyoming Controlled Substances Act.
Senate File 46, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 47. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 47 from Judiciary, an act relating to criminal history records.
Senate File 47, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 49. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 49 from Labor, an act relating to insurance.
Senate File 49, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 56. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 56 from Labor, an act relating to the Medical Assistance and Services Act.
Senate File 56, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 59. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 59 from Appropriations, an act relating to administration of government.
Senate File 59, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, so ordered. We're now on that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, before I move the first consent list, I just wanted to explain the process today. We have two consent lists, consent list 1 and 2. And because of technological reasons, we couldn't put them all on one reading. So I will give you the first consent list, being one, and we'll move that, and we'll work through that, and then we'll come back and we'll work the second consent list, two, and then we'll move to third reading of regular bills. Okay? So, Mr. Speaker, with that, I move the consent list, one, consisting of the following bills: House Bill 11, 17, 20, 21, 27, 29, 30, 39, 43, 47, 48, 50, 54, 57, 58, 62, 63, 71, 74, 75, 76, 77, 80, 81, 82, 84, 85, and 88.
Does anyone wish to have any bills removed from consent list number one? The reading clerk will read the bills.
House Bill 11 for Minerals, an act relating to the legislature, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 17 from Representative Barlow, an act relating to game and fish, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 20 for Management Audit, an act relating to state public purpose investments, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 21 for Management Audit, an act relating to state public purpose investments, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 27 from the Management Council, an act relating to the legislature, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 29 from the Management Council, an act relating to revision of inadvertent errors, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 30 from the Management Council, an act relating to the general revision of laws, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 39 from Representative Greer, an act relating to motor vehicles, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 43 from Representative Harshman, an act relating to concealed weapons, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 47 from Representative Reeder, an act relating to refugee resettlement, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 48 from Representative Reeder, an act relating to administration of government, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 50 from the Management Council, an act relating to appropriations for the legislature, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 54 from Labor, an act relating to labor and employment, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 57 from Labor, an act relating to public welfare, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 58 from Judiciary, an act relating to human trafficking, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 62 from Representative Miller, an act relating to the Wyoming Money Transmitter Act, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 63 from Labor, an act relating to hospitals and health care facilities, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 71 from Representative Throne, an act relating to governmental claims, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 74 from Labor, an act relating to the Wyoming Medical Assistance and Services Act, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. Management Audit Committee for Bill 75, an act relating to professions and occupations, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 76 from Representative Harvey, an act relating to public health and safety, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 77 from Representative Somers, an act relating to ad valorem taxation, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill number 80 from Representative Greer, an act relating to the Wyoming Community College Commission, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 81 from Representative Dayton, an act relating to court supervised treatment, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 82 from Representative Larson, an act relating to labor and employment, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 84 from Representative Laux, an act relating to local licenses, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 85 from Appropriations, an act relating to higher education, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming. House Bill 88 from Representative Stebson, an act relating to the administration of government, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Greer,
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
Aye.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Aye.
Pinnell.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Schwartz.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 11, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 17, are there any changes? Steinmetz, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Allen, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Madden, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Laux, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Piperinen, aye to no. Pelkey, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 41 aye, 19 no. As to House Bill 20, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 21, are there any changes? Swanitzer Dan, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no. As to House Bill 27, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 29, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 30, are there any changes? Jennings, aye to no. Are there any Edwards, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye to no. As to House Bill 39, are there any changes? Swanitzer Dave, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Byrd, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 56 aye, 4 no. As to House Bill 43, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 47, are there any changes? Pelkey, aye to no. Schwartz, aye to no. Connolly, aye to no. Throne, aye to no. Freeman, aye to no. Dayton, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Swanitzer Dan, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 9 no. As to House Bill 48, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 50, are there any changes? Lindholm, aye to no. Barlow, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Blackburn, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 7 no. As to House Bill 54, Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60-I. As to House Bill 57, are there any changes? Edmonds, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Swanitzer Dave, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 48 aye, 12 no. As to House Bill 58, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. I show a conflict, but this may be a computer error. Representative Kirkbride, had you declared a conflict somewhere on this bill? It's a computer error then. So are there any other changes? We have had some conflicts randomly showing up when I'm checking the roll call, and so I just want to confirm so that we're accurate. Are there any other changes to House Bill 58? The vote is closed. 60-I. As to House Bill 62, are there any changes? Summers, aye to no. Walters, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dan, aye to no. Byrd, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Zwanitzer Dave, aye to no. Pinnell, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 53 aye, 7 no. As to House Bill 63, are there any changes? Halverson, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Edwards, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 6 no. As to House Bill 71, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 74, are there any changes? Edmonds, aye to no. Baker, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Reeder, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Kasparik, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Swanitzer Dave, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 14 no. As to House Bill 75, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 76, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 77, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 80, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 81, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 82, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 84, are there any changes? Edwards, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no. As to House Bill 85, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 88, are there any changes? Reeder, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Edmonds, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Halverson, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Yagi, aye to no. Barlow, aye to no. Kasparic, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Wilson, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Pinnell, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Bird, aye to no. Pieperinen, aye to no. Pelkey, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 39 aye, 21 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bills number 11, 17, 20, 21, 27, 29, 30, 39, 43, 47, 48, 50, 54, 57, 58, 62, 63, 71, 74, 75, 76, 77, 80, 81, 82, 84, 85, and 88 have passed the House. We're now on that order of business of consent list number 2. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move consent list number 2 consisting of the following bills: 95, 97, 101, 104, 105, 107, 108, 113, 114, 117, 118, 130, 137, 138, and 140.
Does anyone wish to have any bills removed from consent list number 2?
137 is actually on the regular list. It got pulled with amendment earlier. So.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, 137 was previously removed, so it's off the list. The reading clerk will read the bills.
House Bill 95 from Representative Petroff, an act relating to unclaimed property. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 97 from Representative Winters, an act relating to agriculture. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 101 from Representative Dan Zwanitzer, an act relating to public depositories. Be enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 104 from Representative Lindholm, an act relating to the Food Freedom Act. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 105 from Representative Throne, an act relating to welfare. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 107 from Speaker Brown, an act relating to real property. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 108 from Speaker Brown, an act relating to corporations. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 113 from Representative Connolly, an act relating to the Wyoming Governmental Claims Act. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 114 from Representative Connolly, an act relating to the Personal Property with Employment Responsibilities Program. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 117 from Representative Eklund, an act relating to pesticide registration. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 118 from Representative Throne, an act relating to children, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 130 from Representative Clem, an act relating to juvenile detention, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 138 from Representative Larson, an act relating to health care, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming. House Bill 140 from Speaker Brown, an act relating to professions and occupations, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Halverson. Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to House Bill 95, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to House Bill 97, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to House Bill 101, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to House Bill 104, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to House Bill 105, are there any changes? Wilson? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 59 aye, 1 no. As to House Bill 107, are there any changes? Jennings? Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 59 aye, 1 no. As to House Bill 108, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to House Bill 113, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 60 aye. As to House Bill 114, are there any changes? Jennings, aye to no. Greer, aye to no. Larson Dan, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Blackburn, aye to no. Winters, aye to no. Are there additional changes? Laux, aye to no. Steinmetz, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed, 50 aye, 10 no. As to House Bill 117, are there any changes? Baker, aye to no. Croker, aye to no. Clem, aye to no. Gay, aye to no. Lindholm, aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed, 55 aye, 5 no. As to House Bill 118, are there any changes? Wilson, aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Halverson, aye. Tenneau. Clem, aye. Tenneau. Gay, aye. Tenneau. Nicholas, aye. Tenneau. Edmonds, aye. Tenneau. Edwards, aye. Tenneau. Are there other changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 9 no. As to House Bill 130, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 138, are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 60 aye. As to House Bill 140, are there any changes? Halverson, aye. Tenneau. Are there any? Yagi, aye. Tenneau. Gay, aye. Tenneau. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 3 no.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bills 95, 97, 101, 104, 105, 107, 108, 113, 114, 117, 118, 130, 138, and 140 have passed the House. We're now at that order of business of bills on third reading and final passage. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 6. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 6 from Representative Pinnell, an act relating to the Victim and Witness Bill of Rights, be enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 6 and ask the body's favorable consideration. This amendment actually does two things. First of all, it would delete the Laux Amendment, which would make it effective immediately. And the purpose behind that is if this bill were to pass, I do think it's appropriate to have some time for prosecuting attorneys' offices to be able to deal with the change in terms of being able to notify law enforcement about the return of property. So I think a few months' time is appropriate for that. But probably more importantly is to delete the 60-day time frame that's involved in the bill. I really think that the new language is sufficient where it has two shalls. The prosecutor shall review the cases and shall get the property back to the victims in these cases in a timely manner. So I hate to put an arbitrary time frame on it. I think that the shall language is effective and really gets the job done. You're going to have a variety of cases that can be from a day up to, over a year, depending on the nature of the case. So I think that the language in the bill is sufficient. I don't think that we need to put a time frame on that, and I would request that you accept and adopt this amendment. Thank you.
Representative Laux, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, I'm good with it. It's a friendly deal. It's not worth getting the boxing gloves out over. It all works. Thank you.
Representative Pinnell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would urge you to vote no on this amendment, specifically the time frame. I think that's what bring this to the point that they need to take a look at it within a timely manner so that the evidence can be looked at and possibly returned to the victim. There's many cases where this evidence is kept in an evidence vault for a long period of time, even after the time period of the court has ruled on it as far as the case. There's nothing in this bill with the time frame stating that they can that they have to release the evidence. The prosecutor, all it does is bring attention to that evidence that's there at the vault that can be released by using photographs and a detailed description. So, which is basically a lot of that evidence that ends up in court is photographs and a detailed description of the evidence. So this bill, all it does is, or the amendment, it kills that time frame where it kind of victimizes the victim twice by us hanging, or the law enforcement community hanging on to that evidence when really there's no need. So I would urge your vote against this amendment. Thank you.
Representative Lindholm, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd move to divide the amendment. Division 1 would be lines 1 and 2. Division 2 would be lines 3 through 5.
Chair rules that that is divisible. Representative Lindholm, which division did you want to proceed on first?
Division 1, and I would call for the question on Division 1.
Anyone wish to be heard on Division 1? We're voting on Division 1, the third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 6. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Division 1 has passed. We're now on Division 2 of third reading amendment number 1. Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just stand on and against this division of the amendment. We've had a lot of really good talks about what this bill does, and I think this bill brings a level of transparency to what some people might go through. And so I stand against this amendment. Please defeat it.
Representative Greer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I, too, rise in opposition to Division 2. I think those time frames are very reasonable. Actually, had a situation where my son was victimized by a crime. His vehicle got broken into. Believe it or not, they caught the guy a couple days later. And he was 9 months getting his stuff back. I mean, it was just... So this at least will get the prosecutors to look at that. But more importantly, I think you need to look at the Committee of the Whole Amendment, and they deleted district attorney. Well, we only got two counties with district attorneys, and they inserted prosecuting attorneys. So that correction means this applies to all of the states. So if you vote for Division 2, this is only going to be applicable in two counties in the state. So I encourage you to vote against Division 2 so it applies to everybody.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Pinnell.
Again, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I agree wholeheartedly with the last speaker, and urge you to defeat this amendment and ask for your no vote. Thank you.
Anyone else for the second time before the sponsor? Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just tell the body that I think that this is happening now. I think that we do have prosecuting attorneys across the state looking at cases and saying, can this evidence be returned? I would just hate to put an arbitrary time frame on there that says you have to do it within this time frame. If you don't, you're in violation of the law. So I would say that this is the practice now. I think the shall language that's included really gets the job done. Let's not put a time frame on it. I urge your adoption of the amendment. Thank you.
We're voting on Division 2 to third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 6. All in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, no. Division 2 fails. House Bill 6 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Gay,
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
no.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup, Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Piperinen, Pinnell, Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
Zwanitzer
Dan, Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 2 no.
House Bill 6, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 6 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 19. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 19, from Statewide Education, an act relating to statewide student assessment, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
House Bill 19, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen,
aye.
Baker,
aye.
Baldwin,
aye.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
no.
Connolly,
aye.
Dayton,
aye.
Edmonds,
no.
Edwards,
no.
Eklund,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
no.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi, Jennings, Kasparik, Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
no.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petrov,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder, Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 9 no.
House Bill 19, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 19 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 40. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 40 from Representative Steinmetz, an act relating to watercraft. Be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move third reading amendment to House Bill 40 and ask for your favorable consideration. What we're doing is we're going to delete the second reading amendment from yesterday, and then we're going to work on page 1, line 5, to delete providing for a felony and insert specifying for the punishment. Page 1, line 6, we're going to delete involving operating and after of insert operating. And basically, we're going to change this so that there's no felony involved. So if you go back to page 5, what we're going to do is we're going to change the first offense so that on line 15, that will be imprisonment for not more than 6 months. Or both, the fine stays the same at the 750. And then on line 21, we're going to start deleting at or any other law substantially conforming to the provisions of this section, including WS 315233. And after by, say, a fine not more than $1,500, we're going to delete 5 and make that 1 year. And then the rest is deleted. So we're not taking away voting privileges. We're not making it a felony. We're not doing any of those things. We're just going to add a fine in there. The other thing I have for you in your box, there is a chart. This was provided by the Game and Fish. It shows you exactly how many accidents they have recorded. There's a total of 139 from 2006 to 2015. 76 incidents with property are damage loss only, 62 incidents with injury but no fatality, and 23 incidents are with a fatality. Out of those 23 fatal incidents, 7 note alcohol as a contributing factor, which is 30%, 62 of the injuries had no fatalities, 9 note alcohol as a contributing factor, and 76 of the property damage loss incidents, 3 note alcohol as a contributing factor. So those are just a few more stats for your information as you vote on this bill. I'd ask for your I vote on the amendment and I vote on the bill. Thank you.
Chairman Horseman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wasn't going to speak on this bill. I'm just going to vote no. But I think I've been here since we've gone through the whole thing with open containers and 0.08 and all that. And you look at our alcohol death rates on the highways, and it's virtually unchanged in the last 10 years. Open container virtually. And I made that argument back in 07, actually 06 when we first killed it, because I thought we had this culture of really of designated drivers. Okay, that's water under the bridge. It's happened. But since then, people who've gotten their second one can't work, can't drive a truck. You can't do a lot of those things. And maybe some of those were federal mandates. But I think, so as you look at that chart, that's basically a 10-year chart. So you have about 14 accidents a year and less than one of those per year. And so I just think, you know, right now we can, if you refuse all the tests, we can strap you down and draw your blood. And, you know, of all the votes I've taken in these years, it's probably the one I regret the most. And if I had a do-over on that, I think I'd have voted differently. So I think the spirit behind this bill is great. Who can argue with it? In fact, as I get up here and talk, I mean, you know, I'll get characterized as something I'm not. And I think, though, is it going to prevent really this horrible tragedy that happened this last summer? Would it have prevented it? And I sit here and I go, I don't know. I don't think any law prevents bad judgment. And then, but what can happen is when, and you folks who vote know that you can be pulled over for a safety check at any time for not doing anything. I mean, you'd be out in the middle of the lake, boat not even running, fishing. And you can be pulled over, and they're good. Those things are good. I mean, do you have this flag when you're pulling your kids? Do you have a fire extinguisher? All those kind of things. And that's appropriate. But now if alcohol is smelled and this happens to be your second one and you're a truck driver, it's over. And not that this 0.8 to 0.1, I don't know what that is. A guy my size, I don't even know. I mean, maybe it's one beer. It's not probably much. I don't know. But I've been here where we've gone the full gamut of these. And I know I've made a few mistakes along the way on voting for a few of these deals. And I just don't want to add to that. And again, nobody would argue against this tragedy. But I'm just not sure. So, okay, I'm going to vote for the amendment, but I think I'm going to vote against the bill. Thank you.
Representative Baker, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm also for the amendment and against the bill. And a couple months ago, I was back in my community, and we were in a private meeting. And it had individuals from the executive branch. It had local law enforcement there. And we were talking about how the drop in DUI numbers was so significant in our community. And a law enforcement agency in our community said the reason that there's been that drop in DUIs isn't because that there's less DUIs or less drunk drivers on the road. It's because the police officers don't want to go through the paperwork anymore. So what they're doing is they're pulling the people over, they're having the people exit the vehicle, and then they're charging them with public intox. Because it's a lot easier. They don't want the ramifications that come along with people being charged with a DUI. They don't want the paperwork. They don't want to go through the hassle of trying to prosecute it. They don't want to send it down the hallway. And so there's not less drunk drivers on the road, and there's not less intoxicated people behind the vehicle. There's just a change in philosophy. And it was spoken about earlier, but there's a huge difference between a watercraft and a vehicle. I've got my CDL, and I've got my hazmat, and I've driven truck in the oil field, and I've driven hazardous and explosive materials around the state. And there's just a large difference between being in a watercraft with a 20-horsepower motor and driving 150,000 pounds down the road that could potentially turn into a bomb. So against the bill and for the amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Steinmetz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And to the first good chairman's points, we already are doing these checks and everything. The only thing that would change is the .08 would be enforced on boating as well as on our highways. So you do need to ask yourself the question, when we have speed boats racing around that can go up to 100 miles an hour, are we truly safer on the lake when we're dealing with sun exposure, drink per drink? It's proven that you are more drunk on the lake than you are on the highway. We don't have any guardrails. We don't have any brakes. We don't have any lines to help our depth perception. So that's something for this body to think about. We're changing the point 10 to 0.08, and this does not attach to the driving while under the influence statutes anymore. We took that provision out, so those two things do not cross over anymore. It's not a felony. We're just simply adding some fines and penalties when you have a child in your care, and that is a serious situation on a lake when you're under the influence more than you should be. So up to you on what you'd like to do with this bill. I'd urge your aye vote on the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
We're voting on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 40. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 40 has passed. House Bill 40 having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
No.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards. Eklund, Escabel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
no.
Lockhart,
no.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
no.
Pipirinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Lindholm, no to aye. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 42 aye, 18 no.
House Bill 40, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 40 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 41. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 41. From the Water Committee, an act relating to water development, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sorry about that. I'd like to read third reading amendment number one, House Bill 41. I am for this bill, but I just want to get you to pay attention. If you look at the last page of your bill, We are talking about, you know, pretty good money. And these projects in Water 1, Water Account 2, and Water Account 3, they help our towns, they help our irrigation systems, and they help our water storage. The fiscal note on this is pushing $40 million. And as we go through these in the last couple of years, the money seems to be going up, and the projects, I think they're good projects because they've been vetted, they've been studied, and have a little bit of a concern with the amount of money we spend on the planning and trying to develop them, the engineers that are working on them. That's about a third of the cost. So I'm just concerned with the amount of revenue that we put on there. And then if you'll look at page 13 of the bill, another concern that I have is the weather modification. And we are doing some cloud seeding, and they're just kind of a continual question. We're spending $714,000 on this project, and the amount of good we get out of there, of course, is depending on the weather, the extreme. If we have a lot of moisture in the air, we do get, well, it's from 6 to 15% increase. That's just a little bit of a concern. So I will withdraw that amendment when everybody's through talking, and I encourage you to vote for the bill. But I just want to raise your attention. Here's an area that needs to be looked at, and I think they are trying to cut down the amount of money that they're spending, and I do appreciate that. So that's my concern. Thank you.
Chairman McKim.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We are. We've talked about this in Select Water. Well, the committee over water, and they're very aware of what the economics of the state of Wyoming is doing. And so these figures you see before you here are actually just half of their budget for this biennium. So they're kind of spreading them out now. So they're only funding half of what money they have, cutting down on the projects, and they are venting these projects very thoroughly now. So just understand that the money comes out of a percentage out of the severance tax and goes into these accounts. And these accounts were developed to help the towns and counties and people throughout Wyoming get water. And that's the main concern of that. So I ask you to vote aye on this bill.
Representative Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, the figure was thrown out as $750,000 for the weather modification. And I think our share of it's $160,000. And it may go away if the downstream states don't pay the share that we've decided they should pay. The other thing is, since I've been on that committee and watched what went on, every time we get out of process, we usually get ourselves into a pickle. And the reason there were three of them last year, and each one of them, one of them actually went on for 2-3 years, but getting out of process and the process that works very well is probably not a good idea. I appreciate saving some money on the planning, but if in the long run you plan well, I think you'll spend less. So I'm not sure I agree with that philosophy.
Representative Blake.
thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. Of course, I'm against this amendment for the bill big time. I've been on Select Water for, I don't know how many years, I forgot already, 7 years maybe. You know, when that big dam down by Sin City hits the mark where restrictions are really going to cut in, we're going to be scrambling up here as an upper basin state. And as a previous speaker on the weather modification, he's absolutely right. We're putting in 25% of that. The other states are chipping in. And if they don't chip in we're probably not going to do weather modification anymore. So that's up to them. They even asked for a 50-50 split. We said, no, we're only going to do our portion. It's our mountains. You guys going to use the moisture, maybe even more than we use it. So we're looking at storage projects. We need to store this water, whether you believe in climate change or not, or maybe just a drought cycle. We need to figure out what we're doing with our water. So I would urge your no vote. It's probably going to be withdrawn, but huge support of this construction bill.
Chairman Northup.
Thank you, Mr. Whip. You know, this committee or this process that this bill goes through has a commission that looks at it first, and then after the commission's done with it, then we have a select committee that looks at it. And after they're done looking at it, then we get a chance to look at it. There's something in this for every county, almost every town. You've all benefited from this. The dollars that are in it will stimulate jobs. And lastly, without water, we are nothing more than a desert. And it's hard to get water around the state without this kind of funding. Would appreciate your support on the bill. Thank you.
Any further discussion on third reading amendment number one? Second time, anybody for the first time, anybody else? Anybody for the second time, Representative Blake?
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I just wanted to bring to everyone's attention, management audit went through Wyoming Water Development Commission, and they are looking at the way they bid these projects, the planning, so it's all going to be even under more scrutiny from now on. So this went through management audit. LSO did a audit of this. It's available for everyone. I'm sure everyone got a copy. So they're going to tighten up what they're doing. And, yeah, we need to, we need to use our money wisely. But we need to invest in water for Wyoming. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The thing that I didn't mention on that $160,000 we're paying for weather modification in the Wind Rivers is we believe that would amount to what benefits there are to the east side of the range. And we hope the downstream users will pay for the west side. I don't really want to see that go away because it's a big benefit, but we've kind of held a hard line on what needs to happen there.
Anybody else? Second time prior to the sponsor, Representative Yagi.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader. I withdraw the amendment and urge you to vote yes, and you've heard some good reasons why this is a good program. I just wanted to bring this up and have a discussion about it. So vote yes on this bill. Thank you.
We're voting on House Bill 41. House Bill 41, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund. Escobel,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff, Pipirinen,
Pinnell,
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne, Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Nicholas excused. Nicholas, aye. I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 41, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 41 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 42. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 42 from Representative Harshman, an act relating to government expenditures, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number one to House Bill 42 and ask for your favorable support. Members, this is the promised amendment from Committee of the Whole dealing with alternative fuels. And this refers to the 10-cent tax increase that we passed. And basically, you can see the language for construction, repair, and maintenance only, no administrative or planning type dollars from this tax. So the Revenue Committee pointed out rightfully that had 3917-111 gas, and then we had 211 diesel, and the bill did not have 311 alternative fuels. And so that's what this section is, 311. It brings it all in and syncs it up. So I'd stand for any questions or call for the question.
Anyone for the first time? Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 42. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 42 has passed. House Bill 42, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin. Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay, Greer, Halverson, Harshman, Harvey, Hunt, Yagi, Jennings, Kasparic, Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Piperinen,
aye.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz, Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stebson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 59 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 42, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 42 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 49. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 49 from Transportation, an act relating to abandoned vehicles, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
There is an amendment. Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Move, I forget where I am, third reading amendment one on House Bill 49. Thank you. This is a very simple amendment. When I first read this bill, I noticed that the dollar valuation on the cutoff for abandoned vehicles was $2,500. I contacted my son and did a very scientific survey of how that would affect people. And in his determination, in his peer group, close to 50% of the vehicles would fall underneath that bar. And that gave rise to concerns about unintended consequences. I discussed this with the sponsor of the bill. I discussed this with other members of the committee. Their report to me was that the number was rather a random number and was they had no objection to adjustment. So I am moving that instead of $2,500, It will be $2,000, and I ask for your support. Thank you.
Chairman Swanser, Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not standing in favor or against, just a policy question, but I thought I ought to do a little brief explanation so the body understands for sure what they're voting on. So the basic question, ladies and gentlemen, is at what level, what dollar level, do you believe that the owner of the vehicle or the lien holder should be noticed to guarantee their rights under the 14th Amendment? And so basically the history of this bill, so what they can do now, if the bill passes as written, anything under $2,500, they can take it and impound it and crush it and not ever notify the owners or the lien holders. So back when the bill was enacted in 1973, it was originally set at $200. In 1984, it was moved up to $600, which was approximately 22 years ago, and our committee felt that it was time to up that threshold because now new vehicles, you know, are costing $50,000, $60,000, $70,000. So in our July 29th meeting, what the committee voted was to raise that threshold up to $1,500. When the committee came back on our November 12th meeting, we then voted to go up to $2,500. With my emails kind of being lit up for much, much higher numbers. And I would suggest to you that, in my opinion, the committee is at the upper limit of where we feel. So vote your conscience, and it's a policy question, and I'll just leave it at that.
Representative Blake, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm in support of this amendment. I'm just concerned, like, if I go into a store, somebody might haul my car away and it'd be abandoned, because I don't think I own too many vehicles that are above that 2,500 limit. So please support this amendment.
Anyone else for the first time? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Representative Schwartz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would only add that a comment on the notice. Part of that scientific survey determined that none of the respondents were aware of post offices.
Is that a scientific observation, Representative Schwartz?
Mr. Speaker, in my understanding of how surveys are conducted, it was as scientific as any other survey we're aware of.
We're voting on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 49. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 49 has passed. House Bill 49 having been read three separate times. The question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blackburn. Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel. Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz, Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Pennell,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 58 aye, 2 no.
House Bill 49, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 49 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 69. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 69 from Representative Escobel, an act relating to crimes and offenses, be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
House Bill 69, having been read three separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
No.
Baker.
No.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blackburn. Blackburn. Blake.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edmonds.
Aye.
Edwards.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Greer, no.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Jennings,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kasparik,
no.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
no.
Lindholm,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller, Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
no.
Piperinen,
no.
Pinnell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
no.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
no.
Zwanitzer Dave,
no.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Blackburn, Blackburn?
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Larson Lloyd, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Harshman, aye to no. Are there further changes? McKim, aye to no. Are there other changes? The vote is closed. 32 aye, 28 no.
House Bill 69, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 69 has passed the House. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 86. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 86 from Representative Croker, an act relating to concealed weapons. Be it enacted by the State of Wyoming.
There are amendments. Representative Pelkey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment to House Bill number 86, number one, and would ask, this is a simple change. It simply moves the decision as to whether or not folks can bring guns into public meetings and government buildings to the local community. I think the most compelling argument for this is that we have just been spending over the last few years enhancements to courtroom security, and I understand that this bill does not allow someone to bring arms into a particular courtroom. But throughout the state and a number of the communities that I practice law in, I notice that there's really very little distinction between courtrooms and places in the buildings where public meetings are held. And I think that because the circumstances are different for every community, that we should leave the choice up to that individual community.
Representative Croker, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would strongly push back on this amendment and encourage the body to vote no. If you don't like the bill, vote against the bill, but this is really a huge step backwards for gun rights if this amendment passes. We have on our books a law that's the concept of preemption, and that is that the state is the authority on gun laws, and that gun laws should be consistent throughout the state. For those of you that were here 3 years ago, we had a bill that passed this body that firmed that law up a little bit. But I think it's vital to ensure that our gun laws remain consistent throughout the state. And what this does is creates a patchwork of differences. So you'd have a situation where somebody can do something that's legal in one area, one city, go to a different city, and now he's committed a felony, which has all kinds of implications for his life. And it's kind of like the city that we're serving in right now has a different rule on cell phones. You're not allowed to use a cell phone while driving, and I forget that occasionally when I'm down here, and I usually remember halfway through the call that, oh, no, I'm not supposed to be talking on the phone. And but if I get a ticket for that, it's not a big deal. It doesn't ruin my life. It's a fine. I pay the fine, and I move on. Not a big deal. With a gun bill, you have a different law in a different community. And now somebody does something that they think is legal because it's legal in their community, and now they're a felon, now they can go to jail, now they can lose their right to vote, they can lose the right to own a gun for the rest of their life. So it's very important to keep our laws consistent throughout the state. If you don't like the concept of this bill, vote no on the bill, but please resist this amendment either way.
Representative Yagi, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Had a little speech to give, but I appreciate what was just said. Just like to remind you that we've all taken an oath, and Article 1, Section 24 of the Wyoming Constitution says, the right of the citizens to bear arms in defense of themselves and of the state shall not be denied. Thank you.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against this amendment, and I think that the most compelling argument against this amendment is that I support local control, and I support municipalities having the right to do and say what they want, with the exception of infringing on our fundamental rights. And one of our fundamental rights is the Second Amendment. So in committee, this amendment was brought up, and one of the lobbyists had recommended that we go this route. And my response was, do the local municipalities want control and preemption over our First Amendment rights as well? So really, that's what you're doing with this amendment, is you're giving local bodies control over your Second Amendment rights.
Anyone else for the first time? Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to quickly mention that since statehood, our cities and towns have had local ordinances providing a variety of regulations for guns. And I would ask the opponents of this amendment to correct me if I'm wrong, but to my knowledge, there is no Wyoming Supreme Court case invalidating any of those local ordinances. So I think maintaining local control in the absence of case law telling us otherwise is certainly constitutional until someone tells us it's not.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. One other thing I forgot to mention. I did want to touch on the argument that was brought up about the courtroom. And one thing I wanted to mention, when we passed the bill a couple years ago that specifically mentioned that guns were not allowed in courtrooms, it specifically limited and defined the courtroom to the room where the trial was being held while the trial was in session. It specifically said that other areas in the courthouse building were not under that restriction.
Anyone else for the second time before the sponsor? Representative Pelkey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good representative's fundamental rights argument is one actually that he brought up last year, and as I was walking out, I had that moment where I realized that I should have said something then. We regulate a lot of fundamental rights in this country, and if you cast your eyes back to the fishbowl, you'll realize that those people are under a constraint not to wear a hat, not to wear a sign, all of which are an infringement of sorts on that First Amendment right to free speech. There was a landmark case 8 years ago in our nation's capital, and an opinion drafted by a recently departed justice. And quoting him, he said in that landmark decision, which really underlined an individual's right to keep and bear arms. He said the court's opinion should not be taken to cast doubt on longstanding prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons, the mentally ill, or laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places such as schools and government buildings. This is a reasonable restriction, particularly in light of the complications that we would be sending to our local counties and cities, in essence an unfunded mandate for them to reassess their entire security system. And I would ask that we leave that to local communities for them to decide.
We're voting on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 86. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Third reading amendment number one to House Bill 86 has failed. We're now on third reading amendment number two to House Bill 86. Representative Walters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With that, I'd like to move third reading amendment number two to House Bill 86 and ask for your favorable consideration. What this is comes from our discussion last week of how do we protect schools and how do we protect private property when we're hosting, say, an interim committee meeting in a private hotel or another venue of private property throughout the state. And so with this amendment, I'm not trying to say we can't have guns, just trying to protect those private property rights. And it still does leave in there the school, protecting the school work that we did yesterday. So I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Representative Croker, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm in complete agreement with the intent of this amendment. I do have one little concern, and I mention this more because I would just ask the body, if somebody has an idea of how to better word this, let me know, and I'll draft that and present it to the committee on the other side. My only concern is the oral communication part. I just want to make sure we're not opening the door to, you know, if for example, the lease in this agreement was said one thing and then the owner wants to say orally that he's changing that. I just have a little bit of worry in the back of my head that we're not opening something up. So I'm completely in agreement with the spirit of the amendment, but if somebody has a better idea of how to word that to alleviate my concern, let me know. And when this bill goes to the other body, I'll take that and present that to them.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor? Question being called. We're voting on third reading amendment number two to House Bill 86. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number two to House Bill 86 has passed. House Bill 86 having been read three times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will read the will call the roll.
Allen. Baker,
aye.
Baldwin,
no.
Barlow,
aye.
Berger,
aye.
Blackburn,
aye.
Blake,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Bird,
no.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Clem,
aye.
Connolly,
no.
Dayton, Edmonds,
aye.
Edwards,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Freeman,
no.
Gay,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey, Hunt,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Jennings,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kinner,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson Lloyd,
aye.
Larson Dan,
aye.
Lindholm,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
no.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen, Pinnell, Reeder,
aye.
Schwartz,
no.
Summers,
aye.
Steinmetz,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
no.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 50 aye, 10 no.
House Bill 86, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 86 has passed the House. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill 137. The reading clerk will read the bill.
House Bill 137 from Speaker Brown. an act relating to controlled substances, be it enacted by the state of Wyoming.
Representative Clem, there's two amendments to this bill. I'm going to reverse the order and allow the second amendment to go first so that when you bring your amendment, you're on the bill in its final form. So, we'll first consider third reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 137. Representative Greer. Representative Nicholas. Whoever. Representative Nicholas it is.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I'm going to talk a little slow because I have a corrected copy of the version that you have in front of you. But let me explain to you what we're doing here. If you recall, if you take the original bill, and I'd move the third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 137, number 2, and ask for your favorable consideration on the corrected copy when it comes out. So, If you look at the bill and you go to page 2, it says a law enforcement officer or healthcare professional is authorized to collect any controlled substance. And our concern, I don't know if you remember in our prior discussions, are that there's probably a situation where if a law enforcement officer shows up at and there's a deceased person in the house, then our concern was that gives the authorization of the law enforcement officer then to immediately go into the bedroom, go into to anybody's medicine cabinet, and basically do a search around to see if there are controlled substances in the household. And we're going, well, wait a minute, that's not really what the intent of this whole bill is out. If you want to dispose of medications, there's a process or a mechanism to do that that's in federal statute. But this seems to be giving additional authority for additional searches kind of on a willy-nilly basis merely because you happen to be a police officer and you're in the house at that particular time. So we said that's probably, you know, that's that deceased person's decision. And would he want that? Or if the spouse is not around, or what are you going to do? Or do they just start looking for you going through your house? And so we just had a concern about it. So then we went back and we looked at what the federal guidelines were. And these are at 21 CFR 1317.3. And if you go into the federal guidelines on what is allowed, it's a lot more specific on who and what you can do in terms of how you dispose of those types of, you know, controlled substances. And in there, it says that the law enforcement has an ultimate user in lawful possession may dispose of them. Any person lawfully entitled to dispose of a decedent's property, if that decedent was an ultimate user who died while in lawful possession of those controlled substances, and a long-term care provider on behalf of the ultimate user who resides or resides at such long-term care facilities and is of lawful possession of those controlled substances. So, in essence, there's a much more specific delineation of who and how those things can take those particular drugs. And so now what's going to be in circulator in about 2 minutes, because it was just handed to me. So then we came out our first second amendment. And that what we did is, so we stuck in that CFR language, saying let's adopt the CFR and not the restricted language, which is in the bill. But what we didn't do is we didn't take out that line 3 on page 2 that about a police officer or healthcare provider. So in essence, what we did by not taking out that line 3, we're almost restricting who can take the controlled substances greater than what the federal guidelines are, because we're saying only officers and healthcare providers and not those decedents of the deceased who are in lawful possession, who are it's the grandparent, or it could be the, you know, if it's your dad, and you can go in and because you're the head, the estate or in control of the household, you can collect them and take them down. So, if with the new amendment coming in, the revised amendment, what we do is add to it, was that we delete that line, page 2, line 1, and we take out law enforcement or healthcare provider, and we put a person. So, and then the person is as defined by the CFR, which is what I just read to you, that it can be a police officer, it can be a healthcare provider, it can be the lawful person in control of the decedent's estate, or a long-term healthcare facility. So that's the overall net effect of what we're trying to do. I'm sorry it took us so long to line all this up, but I was reading other bills and not paying quite enough attention. So I'd be welcome to take any questions while, as you can see, it's being passed out right now. So.
Representative Gurr, for your first time.
Yeah, thank you,
Rear,
Mr. Speaker.
For your first time.
You know, in my day job, I work with beet growers, and I've always said to them that I have to tell them everything 7 times. So with legislators, we'll go 2 times. And I just, a little bit of a recap. And we do apologize. The information got to us this morning, and we were tied up in committee meetings. And so I do apologize. What we were attempting to do, which I think we have, is to have this bill be effective for its intended purpose. One of the concerns I heard from a lot of members of the body and the concern that I had was the fact that we were giving more authority to law enforcement to be able to come in and conduct searches. And so when we started looking at the exceptions to the scheduled drugs in the CFR, the solution was there. And so when you see the amendment coming out, the first thing we're doing is taking out law enforcement and healthcare professional, because that is restrictive. We are saying a person. And one of the additional persons is a personal representative, a representative of a decedent's estate. Okay, you guys have it, so I'll go quicker. but more importantly, you know, when it talks about the law enforcement in the CFR, it does talk in the course of their official duties. And it is a little bit more, and it says in accordance with in another section in the CFR, and they're just talking about receipts in their take-back events, mail-back programs, or their collection receptacles. So I do feel, you know, whether people want this legislation in place or not, but it does cover that situation when people are trying to do the correct thing and to get these drugs off the streets. So, okay, you have it in hand. You can look at it now. Thanks.
Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I have to go to a different mic because you can't see me back here.
No, I thought that you were just doing jumping jacks this time.
In any event, Mr. Speaker, I don't disagree with the concept of this amendment. But it's pretty infrequent that we reference the Code of Federal Regulations in our statutes. And now we're saying that local law enforcement has got to have Title 21 of the Code of Federal Regulations sitting on their back shelf. Oh, they took it out. Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Mr. Chair, actually, that's incorrect.
Wait a minute, Representative Nicholas. You only get 2 times. I don't think you want to talk again yet. Now, let's be clear what we're doing. We've got third reading amendment number 2 that came out, and there's third reading amendment number 3. There's been some debate that spoke to both amendments. We're going to get to number 3 in a minute. For the moment, we're going to do number 2, understanding number 3 comes next. Then we'll do number 1. Now, is there anyone else that wishes to be heard for their first time on third reading amendment number 2? Representative Croker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm just a little confused because I heard reference to a corrected version of the amendment, and then a third amendment came out that's different from the second one, but I've never received a corrected copy of amendment number 2. So, I mean, my question is just, I just want to make sure that I understand what the amendment says.
Anyone else for their first time on third reading amendment number 2? And the chair wants to ask a question, which is there a corrected copy? There is not, I'm told. All right. Anyone else for their first time on third reading amendment number two? Anyone for their second time before the sponsor on third reading amendment number two? Madam Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My desk mate did a word search, and we actually referenced the CFR over 400 times in our statutes, so I just wanted to clarify that for the body. I would still prefer not to do that here for local law enforcement, but that's probably not an overriding concern at this point.
Representative Gurr, for your second time.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yeah, we apologize for the confusion again. We thought they were going to take the second reading amendment and correct it. What we do have, in fact, is the second reading amendment and then the final fix, which you'll find in the third reading amendment. And again, sorry, we got this information this morning and we were in committee meetings. And
anyone else for their second time before the sponsor on third reading amendment number two? Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just so everyone understands, the first amendment number two puts in the CFR citations. Then the follow-up amendment that you're going to vote on next takes out the police officer and healthcare provider and inserts person so that it conforms with the language within the CFR. And so what we're going to be requesting is you vote for amendment, the second amendment, and you vote for the third amendment. And the third amendment then takes away the language so that we take out peace officer and healthcare provider. And the reason, and it inserts person, because the CFR already has all of those combined. And by if you don't vote for number three, then we're limiting it that only the peace officer and the healthcare provider can do it. And that's what we don't want to do. So I would ask, first of all, for your vote on number two, and then also your note on number three to correct the mistake we made in number two.
We're voting on third reading amendment number two to House Bill 137. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number two to House Bill 137 has passed. We're now on third reading amendment number three. Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move third reading amendment number three for House Bill 137 and ask for your favorable consideration, and I think it's been thoroughly vetted. So there's no questions. I'd call for the question.
Anyone wish to be heard on third reading amendment number three? We're voting on third reading amendment number three to House Bill 137. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Third reading amendment number three has passed. We're now on third reading amendment number one to House Bill 137, Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move third reading amendment number one to House Bill 137 and will withdraw it at the proper time. I think that was a good fix. I think that narrows the scope of things down. My concern with this bill is are we attempting to create or to fixing a problem and thereby creating a larger problem? And in that, I mean, I'm hearing several different things. One of those things is we need to keep these controlled substances off the street. And I agree. I think we need to keep controlled substances that belong to other people, these prescriptions, off the street. The other thing that I was hearing was, well, if you have somebody who is taking a prescription medication that does not belong to you to one of these disposal sites, you can get pulled over and you can get charged them with a controlled substance. And I'm looking here at the, it's really on page 3 of the bill, 35.7.1605, participant immunity. And without even the new language, it says, in the absence of bad faith, any person who participates in donating, accepting, distributing, or dispensing drugs under this act shall be immune from civil or criminal liability or professional disciplinary action of any kind for any related injury, death, or loss. And so the only new language in there is in accordance with federal law. And so I'm still concerned with the new language that we put in here that it's no longer a law enforcement or healthcare professional, but it's a person is now authorized to collect any controlled substances of a decedent for the purposes of disposal in accordance with federal law. And I guess I'm just... It's given me heartburn, and I'm just thinking of scenarios in my head. You know, if you have a coroner, there was a death in a home, and the coroner goes into the home, then can the coroner go ahead now and ask and then search the premises for controlled substances? So really, if I can get some clarification or discussion on this, I would appreciate it. Thanks.
Representative Escobel, for your first time.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We only briefly discussed and on the bill and against the amendment. In committee of the whole, we only briefly discussed one of the outliers for this reason for this bill. But, you know, right now our chief executives back in a conference with a lot of the other chief executives, and I just noticed on my computer that one of the things they're actually looking at doing right now is looking at pain medication overdoses. And when these people are in a position of a ending life and the grandchildren are there to pay their respects, they know what's in those bottles and they know what it's worth. And they're usually the first people there on the scene, and they can nab those up, get the money for them on the street. And what's happening is that they're going out and they're buying heroin. And it's an epidemic that's actually happening in the streets of Wyoming right now. And you might not think it because it's getting kicked under the rug, but they can buy those hits of heroin for less than a six-pack of beer now. And these kids, we've had a real popular sports athlete was going on to a college scholarship. He got hurt, went to the doctor, he hurt his shoulder. They put him on Oxycontin. He got addicted to those painkillers. Finally, the doctor wouldn't give him the prescription anymore, and what'd he do? He found something that was better and that was cheaper. And when they had it on that 1-hour-long show that's on Sunday nights, they asked one of the addicts about it, and they said, well, on a normal day, I'm happy on a level of 5 to 6, but when I take a hit of that heroin, my happiness goes up to level 23. So I know a lot of us here don't understand that dark subject, and we've talked about a lot of dark subjects in this session, but that's kind of one of the underliers, and that's why you want to get these things disposed of right away and get them in the hands of the people that are going to take care of them and make sure they don't get in the wrong hands.
Representative Jennings.
On in favor of the amendment against the bill. This seems like a solution that we probably should look at some point, but it seems like a solution looking like for a problem, and it just seems like that this needs to be a little better vetted yet.
Speaker Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. I just want to make one sort of overarching point here. These are prescription drugs. They are prescribed for a person. That person is the only person that has a right to those drugs. Okay? Grandma doesn't have a right to them. Spouse doesn't have a right to them. Nobody has a right to the custody and control and use of those drugs except the person to whom they're prescribed. And I think we get some confusion here and we start setting up some boogeymen, some straw men, and knocking them down over what kind of a search is going to take or what's going to happen. There's only one person that has a right to those drugs. And when that person is dead, then the question is, what happens to those drugs without somebody breaking the law? Nobody else has a right to those unless we create that right some way or another. That's what this bill's about. This bill isn't about unlawful searches and seizures or some serendipitous way that we're going to authorize unauthorized searches and seizures and the coroner or law enforcement officers knocking down doors and going through medicine cabinets. But just think about it for a minute. There's only one person entitled to those drugs, and when that person dies, there's got to be some mechanism by which somebody, without breaking the law, can take custody and control of those drugs and take them to a site and dispose of them. That's what the bill's about. It's not about all this other conspiratorial stuff that's being discussed. Thank you.
Representative Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Majority Whip. These items are also can be considered private property, which can arguably be said to belong to an heir. I understand that this is already standard operating procedure in some venues. And my concern is, again, why are we spending so much time aligning our state with federal law? I urge you to vote aye on the amendment and no on the bill.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This summer I was invited to three lunches, and it dealt with this subject. At both of those lunches, the two local police chiefs in my county were there, and they described all sorts of different, for lack of a better way of saying it, situations where they were having somebody literally dying in the hospital and family relatives breaking into the house and searching for these prescription drugs. They also talked about that people didn't know how to get rid of them. And the other thing that happened was that our physicians generally do not understand opiates, and they generally over-prescribe them. And there is large quantities of these prescriptions hanging around. In my circle of friends, there is at least six people whose children became addicted to these things, and they were literally going through people's houses and trying to find old stashes. Anything we can do to find a way to that people feel comfortable to get rid of these drugs, I think is a step in the right direction. I don't know if this is the key bill, but I think that doing nothing is not right, and if we made a mistake, we can come back and correct it.
Anyone else for the first time? Representative Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And just to respond to a couple of the questions that were asked, and to concur with what the good speaker says, this bill is just about how you can lawfully dispose of medications. And it's not really preventing anyone from conducting an unlawful or illegal act. You know, unless you have some type of criteria where the law enforcement or somebody runs to the house or you require they run to the house as soon as someone passes away. That's just not what this bill does. And so I think we're sidetracking what the whole issue is. The issue is how do you lawfully dispose of controlled, scheduled drugs when someone dies? And what we did in the prior amendments that were adopted, we broadened the scope of who has the authority to do it. And in addition, on page 3, we have an immunity clause. So if someone doesn't follow federal law, and so if you come in and you pick up your grandfather's medications and you take them down to dispose of them, that you're immune because you're doing the right thing. So what we've really done is we've taken federal law, plus we've added immunities to it to make everybody safe who's doing the right thing. We can't stop people from doing the wrong thing. But this was what we're doing with this bill. So I move and stand that you pass the bill, pass the amendments, and deny this amendment.
Anyone else for their first time? Anyone for their second time prior to the sponsor? Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good discussion. Again, if you look, there is existing language on page 3. There is an immunity clause. And currently, right now, it says, in the absence on line 10, in the absence of bad faith, any person who participates in donating, accepting, distributing, or dispensing drugs under this act, minus the new language, shall be immune from civil or criminal liability or professional disciplinary action of any kind for any unrelated injury. It's already there. We already have an immunity clause. So if grandpa dies and grandma takes the medications to a dispensary, in absence of bad faith, she's immune. The same thing with the coroner. So let's say that something actually does happen in the example I cited earlier. A person dies in the home, and the coroner comes in, and the spouse says, you know, would you take these and take these to the dispensary? Under this immunity clause, in absence of bad faith, any person can go ahead and take that already. The thing that gives me heartburn about this, folks, is what we're doing on page 2, namely lines 1 through 6. And that is where, it just as a speaker previously just said, we're broadening the scope. And again, you know, that phrase, you know, are we trading? We've heard a lot of things, and I agree there's a problem out there, but are we trading security for liberty? Namely, in the fact that are we saying, okay, we'll allow people to come into our homes, we'll allow people to search our premises for these medications, and we'll give up some of our liberty in order to feel good and make sure things are safe. Some of these actions are still going to happen. You're still going to have addicts. You're still going to have break-ins. They're going to be looking for these drugs. You're not going to prevent any of that. But what we're doing in this bill is we're broadening the scope and saying, listen, any person under federal law can now come into your home and collect these drugs. Because I guess we don't have a way already of saying that we can go ahead and dispense of these drugs, which we already do. We have this immunity clause. So any person can do that already. So again, I would, at this time, Mr. Speaker, I'd withdraw the amendment, and I would ask you to vote no on this bill. Thank you.
Third reading amendment number 1 has been withdrawn. House Bill 137, having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall the bill pass? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Allen. Baker, Baldwin, Barlow, Berger, Blackburn, Blake, Burkhart, Byrd, Campbell, Kennedy, Clem, Connolly, Dayton, Edmonds, Edwards, Eklund, Escobel, Freeman, Gay, excused, Greer, Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Jennings.
No.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
No.
Lindholm.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Northrup,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Pelkey,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
no.
Pennell,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Schwartz,
aye.
Summers,
no.
Steinmetz,
no.
Stubson,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
no.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Hunt, aye. Tano. Allen, aye. Tano. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 37 aye, 22 no. 1 excused.
House Bill 137, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, House Bill 137 has passed the House. Madam Majority Leader, before you make your motion, we need to read in 2 Senate files. The first Senate file for introduction is Senate File 63. The reading clerk will read the file.
Senate File 63 from the Management Audit, an act relating to economic development.
Senate File 63 is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. The next file for introduction is Senate File 65. The reading clerk will read the bill.
Senate File 65 from Senator Case, an act relating to patent infringement.
Senate File 65 is assigned to Committee Number 7, Corporations. Madam Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the House adjourn or stand in recess until 2.
All right, we're out of here. Before we vote on that motion, committee announcements. Chairman Zwanitzer, Dan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet in 5 minutes in H37 to discuss House or Senate File 34, Uniform Fiduciary Access, Senate File 38, Data Management Policies, and we'll also now hear Senate File 63, Economic Development Programs, and Senate File 65, Patent Trolling.
Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock to consider 3 Senate files, Carbon Capture and Storage and Sequestration Permit, Senate File 74, State Miners Hospital Board Employees, and Senate File 89. And should we not be able to get through with all of that between 8 o'clock and probably when we start at 9, we will finish that up sometime later in the day.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs, will meet 10 minutes after adjournment in H37 to hear the following Senate files. Senate File 9, Engrossed Railroad Quiet Zones. Senate File 4, Military Service Member Protections. Senate File 3, Permissive Preference for Veterans in Private Employment. Senate File 12, Engrossed Vietnam War Commemorations, number 2. Senate File 33, Engrossed Vehicle Registration Shell Businesses.
Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet tomorrow morning, Wednesday the 24th, at 8 o'clock in room H36 to hear the following bills. Senate File 20, Engrossed Sales and Use Tax Remedy Revisions. And if read in and referred, Senate File 62, homemade beverages, and as far as I know, samples will not be served.
Chairman Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 6, Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, will meet tomorrow morning. That's Wednesday, February 24th, in room H38 at 9 a.m. to consider Senate File 90, Lifetime Game and Fish Licenses, Purple Heart Recipients.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet tomorrow, 10 minutes after adjournment, to hear Senate File 43, Engrossed, Senate File 61, and Senate File 86.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 2, Appropriations, will meet in 8 minutes at 12:30 p.m. today to continue work on Senate File 40, Engrossed AML Funds, Senate File 75, Engrossed Criminal Trespass to Collect Data Amendments, and Senate File 76, Engrossed Civil Trespass to Collect Data Amendments. Thank you.
You've heard the motion to recess until 2 p.m. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We're in recess until 2 o'clock p.m.